Project Independence is the aging in place initiative of the town of North Hempstead. Some of the many services we offer include fitness classes, community education, information, and referral. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence in You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Otto Loos.
Really looking forward to the next segment.
Oh, this is the big... You know what? This is like, what do you call that? This is Women's Day.
Yeah.
We had the supervisor of the town of North Hempstead, Judy Bosworth, on, which was, you know, when Judy comes on, it's always good because it's so informative. She shares, honestly, everything that's going on. Because everything that's going on is good.
Yes.
You don't have to hide anything in the town of North Hempstead, which is tremendous. I mean, some of these places, you can't get the mayor, the supervisor, whatever they're called in different locations to come on because, first of all, you have someone like Otto who's going to ask the hard questions. No. And they don't want to answer them.
Yeah, I'm pretty easy.
No, no. But no, but this is tremendous here. And now we go to the Christina Lu Show, which is absolutely amazing. And how are you, Christina?
Well, you know, it's actually very fitting, which just hit me because I forgot to wear my pin today because I have a little red dress because today is Women's Heart Health Day.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so we have like a whole, you know.
Yeah, now, what does that mean?
What's today's date? Oh, February 1st.
It actually doesn't tie into my birthday. It sounded like I was going to segue, right?
Okay, Adam, in your estimation, I think this is a good thing to just discuss. How many women do you think actually have a heart?
Do we have a number that the people can call?
Take a poll. But yes, great show. Really flew by. We were laughing because it was probably like the fastest I've ever felt like an hour went by because, you know, Supervisor Bosworth in the town, you forget how much is going on. You know,
right.
Otto even had said to her, you know, I don't even know how you can keep track of all these different things, you know, and it's just because, of course, we're focused on, you know, our seniors, and that's the most important
right,
to me.
Right.
But, I mean, there's so many different aspects, and what really, you know, I went to her talk at her State of the Town last week, and it was really, I was astonished at all of the things, of the accomplishments, and what's to come in 2019, you know, and beyond, and especially with that North Hempstead Beach Park, and my eyes were, like, in shock when she was just rattling off the endless different things. And I think what's nice is it's really for every age, which is definitely wonderful. So
no, it's a long-term proposition, but I think it's well worth the effort.
Oh, 100%.
It'll elevate that whole area big time and make it as a destination point, really.
Oh, I agree. It's like, you know,
you can spend a day there and have a good time.
No, absolutely.
Because people look for that.
Right.
But you don't want to schlep over to Jones Beach with all the traffic sometimes on a Saturday or a Sunday, go out to the Hamptons, to be able to literally go down the block.
Yeah, it's absolutely convenient.
And you're covering everything.
Well,
you know,
down the block is relative, okay?
Well, that's true. You're right.
To where you live.
Right.
Yeah, but, you know, if you just do that cut through, it's, like, not that terrible if you do that little cut through the Roslyn town over there and then shoot up to the beach.
Yeah, it's a nice area.
No, and it's definitely something worth it. And it's a pretty drive, so.
Yeah, no, I agree with you 100%.
You get, like, there's a lot in that area, too. So it was really great. So thank you to the supervisor, obviously. And I think it just goes to show you how fortunate the residents of North Hempstead are.
Well, thank you to Christina for arranging all these. Honestly, I mean, the shows that we have, it's rare. I mean, you got to be honest. Otto and I are honest. That in the course of a year, if we come across a few that are not the most exciting or the most, and that really is a few. That, you know, most people, it's just a conversation like we had today. This is nothing more than sitting in somebody's kitchen having a conversation.
I know, because it was funny, actually, because, you know, Judy, even when she came in and said, you know, I forget, like, we're on the air. And I feel like a lot of people, you know, they're on it because you're just, like, you're just talking. And sometimes people are like, oh, my God, we're on the air. I didn't realize
right,
that.
Right,
But it was really wonderful. And Judy had also mentioned our Pioneer newsletter, which should be hitting homes next week. And the whole theme, I just want people to look out for it. And if you do not get it, please call 311. Or 869-6311. I will get it, and then I contact the mailing house and make sure you're on the list. If you moved, a lot of people have different changes of address, whatever it might be, always call 311 and let us know, because we're constantly updating that mailing list.
Does that go to every home now? Or
16, just... no, 16 over. Someone who has someone 60 or over.
And there's 44,000?
there was more, but, I mean, unfortunately, we can't update it, you know, every day someone is turning 60, you know?
Right.
So once a year we try and update it. So that's why I really ask people, just it makes my job a little easier if you call and say, hey, I turned 60. I'd like to add to the list because this way we can get it done, you know, quicker.
But that's 44,000 homes?
Yeah, households, yep. So it could be multiple people.
Yeah, right.
Yep.
Absolutely. That's a lot.
Yeah. Oh, tremendous.
Yeah. And, you know, and I also want to remind people, too, you know, we have the electronic. It's not as pretty, but we have the electronic version on our website. They're all archived on there. So if you want to go back and read something or, you know, you don't get it. And I also try to attach it to our email newsletter, which we're able to, you know, blast out to all different households. So this whole theme is really centered around heart health, you know, which we had addressed earlier, and just different things to keep you young at heart. There's a checklist for better health, choosing healthy meals as you get older. And there's a lot of graphics I try to include. So, you know, because if you're just reading articles, it can be a little overwhelming. But this just gives you some concrete tips that you could really...
I'm going to interrupt again. Because the Pioneer, how long has the Pioneer been going on for? 2 years?
Or no.
The Pioneer newsletter? Yeah. It's been going on since 2006, I think the first
right
one came out.
But like this type. I mean, like
the fancy version? It's been like 3 years, I would say, probably.
The original version was, I still
white,
have
yeah.
all of them, actually.
Black, white, and a little bit of blue.
Black and white. And it changed about...
I'd say probably 3 years ago.
3 years ago,
yeah.
The new format.
Okay, and Christina's been involved from the beginning. Mm-hmm. But this particular one... from the graphic layout is the most professional, and it's great looking. It really is. I mean, who doesn't want to pick it up and read it? I have no idea. But
yeah,
it really
and
is.
Like, and I really try to find information too that is, like I said, it's something that you could actually take with you, and it's filled with golden nuggets.
And Otto,
we love that.
I
always track Otto knows. I always track him down and make him contribute every. He's my partner in crime.
He's
with
like
the Pioneer.
Jimmy Breslin of the Pioneer.
I actually like doing it.
Yeah, no, I could always count on Otto. You know, when I'm like sweating it out, and I need an article. But I also put in here, it's 10 tips for eating healthy on a budget, which I think is great. Because, you know, everyone always hears, oh, eat healthy, and it could certainly. I was laughing with my husband because we always try to figure out if it's cheaper to order in food or to go food shopping. And I'm like, I think we're just breaking even because I've been on this whole kick of, like, you know, cooking. Because I'm like, everything, it's like all these fresh ingredients, and it adds up. You know, it's certainly not a... You know, I God forbid I bring home, you know, something frozen. You know, Jay will really just
now. Do you
pack.
Cook every night?
So that's been my resolution for. I don't ever listen. Weekends, I need a break.
Because I notice occasionally you do go out.
Yeah, so that's
occasionally.
The weekends.
Yeah. I don't know when she's home.
But during the week, Monday through Thursday, I make sure I'm like cooking.
All right.
And I'm like, you know, and I'm always trying to do something interesting. So
well, just hold on 1 second. Yes. How does that make you feel, Otto? When all of a sudden I see Facebook, I say, she's out again. Christina Lou with the fam, with the this, with the that. Like,
yeah,
God.
I see her on Facebook, and she's quite the...
She's all right. Over the place. I got to, you know, got to keep busy, because if anyone knows me, I really can't sit still, and I will go insane. Luckily, my husband's the same way, so it works out.
That's good.
But so, like I said, it's very difficult to, you know, find that balance of eating
healthy
and not spending a fortune.
Now, we have the Super Bowl coming up on Sunday.
Yes.
Now, Christina Lou normally has a big...
Yes.
Arrangement for everything.
You do a Super Bowl party?
I mean, it just happens. It's not as, I'm just keeping it to like my family is coming over, which is like a bazillion people now, and a couple of my friends. But
and so what are you just going to have, like bologna sandwiches?
No,
or?
Because I have to give a shout out to my mother because I am my mother's daughter who's equally, if not more insane than I am when it comes to ordering things. Barbara, God forbid, it's always in abundance. It's never like just, you know, like the bare minimum. I'm like, Mom, we're just keeping it small. I was like, let's just keep it small and simple. But no, it's a whole catered affair. You know,
I know.
And
I have that
and the
problem
decorations.
Home too.
I mean, you would think I was like a huge football fan, which I like never ever watch football, but by the decorations. I mean, there's like football, like squeeze balls, everything. It looks like I'm just really dedicated to the Super Bowl.
Do you run a pool?
I don't run it, but my friend does.
Yeah, okay, good. Because if you don't have a pool, that
right, I mean, that's like
takes
fun
a lot
me.
Of
I
the
like
interest.
A
out of
it. Yeah. I
don't even.
I run a pool.
Yeah, I don't really. You know, it's just a reason for everyone to get together, which is nice.
You know what I did? I actually scheduled a meeting for 7 o'clock that night, and somebody said, "You're an idiot. Nobody's
going
to come to
God.
It." No, I couldn't. Obviously, it was canceled.
But yeah, so there you go, Otto. So you can stay tuned for photos of my Super Bowl extravaganza.
But they do have stuff on TV for people who are not interested in the Super Bowl. You know, like dog shows. I think there's some dog shows that are on.
Yes,
a puppy bowl. Right.
Yeah, or you just catch up on, you know, TV shows. You know, you could really
actually, you know what? I'm doing on something which sounds pathetic. I'm going to finish my Christmas decorations.
Okay, there
because,
you go.
Because
putting them up?
Taking them down. Well, they're in, honestly, I've just been moving slow and
it's
there's
a lot.
Nothing going
I know.
On. And TRI is coming, you know, next week. So it's like just, I said, I got to finish this. I do two boxes, and I sit down. It's like, ugh. Come on.
Well, we're on to Valentine's Day in my house.
Oh, I only do
the
one Lufanel thing.
The Lufanel house is up and
Christina goes
running
from
Valentine's
season
Day.
To season. I do this. I said to Steph, you know, I said, I'll have them away by June, and I should probably take them out in July and start again.
Yeah, yeah, it's all right. You will get it done. But anyway, back to the Pioneer we segued. So check out the 10 tips for eating healthy on a budget. We also have a blurb about Meals on Wheels, and, you know, the town of North Hempstead has been partnered with Meals on Wheels. And it's really a great thing. They have a van now, so there's a whole thing on just different things they're doing. But I really recommend for people that want to, you know, and are unable to cook for themselves.
Right,
this way you're getting a meal.
And don't let false pride get in your
way. It's a wonderful.
Know, take advantage of it.
And just on numerous levels, you know, because all these programs, you know, it's not someone throwing food saying, here, here's your delivery. There's really an interaction. And there's times that, you know, they will contact us and say, you know, listen, Mrs. Smith isn't looking right or seem right. You know, so there's a connection, which is really wonderful.
My granddaughter actually interned for them.
That's right, she did.
And was very impressed with the program.
Yeah, so we have a blurb on that. We also have, we have a fabulous instructor, Margaret, who does our exercise classes. That is wonderful. So she actually has tips on just really how to stay active and fit in the new year.
Does Margaret have a class or no?
Yes, Margaret has tons of. She's really, her classes are, I just love listening to it because she's got, you know, loud music and she's got props. I mean,
Margaret, really?
And she's the most positive, wonderful woman. And she does line dancing, Zumba.
And of where?
She's all over the place. So she's in Roslyn, she's at Clingy Martin Park, she's at Fuchsia Park, she's really all over the place.
Wasn't she at one of the recent big meetings at Clinton Martin Park?
Yes. Yeah. She's so good.
Get the whole crowd with her.
She's
oh, really?
Yeah.
People, her classes are really. But I don't know if you want to jump right to Zumba, John. You know, I thought we were going to start at Tai Chi, you know, a little slower, but he's gone right to Zumba.
Well, they have chair yoga.
Yeah. That's right. Then I also have sleep and aging tips about that, because that certainly goes into the whole thing. And, you know, you really don't realize sometimes, you know, John and I talk about this all the time, you know, the impact of lack of sleep. That it could have on you. So this just gives you some tips on what to do on that. And then we have a fabulous article by Mr. Otto Loos himself, Heart Smart and Staying Active. And he just gives tips on just additional ways to really just stay active.
You know what? I'm just going to jump in again, because sometimes people who do not know Otto, when we have any conversation about people being active and not being, you know, everybody ages, and you can turn around and say, oh,
but everybody wants to age like Otto is what they
everybody
say.
Wants. I say, you got
to
get
what we
up
have
and
on
do
t-shirts.
Something. Just, you know, that's right. I mean, life is
absolutely.
What it is.
I have been fortunate, you know, although I do try to take care of myself, but
right.
I do enjoy myself in between, too.
Yes. It's and, a moderation. It's a
yeah,
balance.
Moderation.
Yes.
Yeah, life is what it is. And, you know, your attitude, I believe, has a lot to do with it.
I agree with you.
You have to have some good fortune and be blessed also. With no major issues. I mean, I've
but
had a couple
attitude,
of
though, I think really also ties into that, too, you know, which is great.
But my big thing in that was to point out that, yeah, we all know about exercise, diet, and other, you know, the major no smoking.
Right.
You know, these are pretty obvious. But there's a lot of other things you can
do
that
in between.
Do not require joining a gym or doing a lot of different things, really. There's a lot of simple things you can do.
Absolutely.
Because that's the excuse people make. I can't afford a gym.
Right.
But you can do something.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, I don't go to a gym because I know I'm not. I have discipline in a lot of areas. Going to a gym is not one of them.
Right. Okay.
I'll walk. I'll exercise in the house when I want to make the time to do it. But, and I figure if I'm going to take a half an hour to get to a gym and back, I might as well take the half an hour and just walk or exercise without going to the gym. But that's me.
Yeah.
You know, what works for me works for me. What
Absolutely.
Works for
yeah,
somebody
else. Yeah, you
just
got to find what, you know, and that's what it is. You find something that does work for you because then you're more inclined to do it.
Right. What works for us is a break right now.
There is a break.
There
you're listening to Senior Talk Radio at 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.